Morning, you're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. The time is 8:16, and it's time for our live local interview. I have three special guests in the studio with me this morning. Taryn Fleming. Good morning, Taryn.
Hi.
Thanks for coming in. Alicia Hazeltine is here as well.
Good morning.
Good morning. And Dean Orbison. Good morning, Dean.
Good morning.
A couple of you have been in here before, and I appreciate hearing about this event. We're here to talk about the upcoming Julie Hughes Triathlon. So, Dean, I'm going to start with you and ask you a little history about this event that's coming up on Saturday.
The first Julie Hughes Triathlon was in 1984, and it was conducted, actually Suha Tokman originated it. Julie Hughes died of leukemia, and she had always wanted to do a triathlon, and Suha said, well, by golly, we're going to do one in your honor. And so we have then been doing it, and this is the 41st year. I think that the Julie Hughes Triathlon is the longest continuous triathlon in the country, longest running.
Very impressive.
So, anyway, it's in honor of Julie Hughes.
Okay, so we've got Taryn. So, Taryn, you've been a competitor in this before.
Yes.
Tell me a little bit about the event. And so you're in high school. You're in 10th grade at Sitka High. And I know you're not running this time in the event, but if you were, what would be your event? What lengths would you be doing?
All of them. I do it by myself, so I do everything.
So all of them. So there's a run.
Yes.
And how long is that?
5 long miles.
5 long miles. Okay. What's the course?
You start at the Blatchley Middle School, and then you run on the street, over the bridge, all the way over to the Coast Guard base, and then you turn around at a cone and come all the way back.
Okay. And then what happens when you get back?
Then you transition to the biking, and then you bike from the Blatchley Middle School all the way out to the end of the road at Stargavin, and you do a little circle around a cone, and then you come all the way back.
Okay.
And then you transition to the swim, which is 1,000 yards, and it's in the pool.
Okay. Have you done triathlons anywhere else?
No.
No. Okay. So I think this triathlon's a little different in its orientation. Dean, I'll ask you to talk about that. So the swim is usually not last
right,
in triathlon.
Right, the swim is usually first, but when we originated the race, we were afraid of people getting colds by swimming first and then running out in the rain. And so we decided, and plus it's a congestion problem. When you're swimming in a pool, you have to have people in lanes and it needs to be orderly. And so if you make the swim at the end, the people are spread out more and it's more orderly. And so we kind of did it backwards here in Sitka.
Okay. So we talked about the adult course a little bit. So Alicia Hazeltine is here as well. So you're not participating in the event.
I am not. I have done parts of it as a child.
Okay, that's good.
No, I reached out to the organizers just because I think this is such a special event and it's amazing that it's been sustained this long, and I just kind of wanted to give back. So I'm going to have a recovery table and an injury screen table for all of the participants. It's a free service, so if anyone has any aches or pains along the way or need some stretching, massage, anything like that, they can come find me. I'll be in the commons area throughout the event.
Okay. Do you expect that to happen before the event or during or after, or what do you think?
Take your pick, but I would assume the majority will be between events and after.
Okay.
So I'll be hanging around for a while afterwards.
Okay. So Taryn, I mentioned earlier that you're not participating this year, but you have participated in the past. So what happened this year?
A month ago, I hurt my foot trying to run and I got told that I cannot run for another 4 months,
ooh.
So I'm out.
Ooh, that's hard for an athlete.
Yeah. It's okay, I can swim this time.
I was just going to say, what are you doing then in place of running?
I'm just going to go and help if anybody needs anything. Like, I'll be there to help. Probably do lifeguarding, help with the lifeguarding on the pool. But,
great.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for helping out. Speaking of that, Dean, I believe you're looking for people to help with the triathlon because this is spread out all over town.
It is.
Between the run and the bike.
And yes, if anyone's interested in helping with the triathlon, they can show up at 8 o'clock on Saturday morning and we'd like to have people at key intersections where people are likely or it could be run over by cars.
Okay.
But we will have the course marked.
Yeah, because this is, you know, a lot of events. So, Taryn, you've done a lot of swimming, and, of course, you don't have to worry about that kind of thing in a pool or even in the ocean, I suppose. But these are on open roads. It's an open course. So
it's on a state highway, and we have to try not to get run over.
Well, we all appreciate that. So let's talk about registration. For people who want to participate, how does that work?
You can register online at juliehughestri.com.
And that's T-R-I.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And if you're 12 and under, we're having trouble with the website. So anyone 12 and under will have to register in person on Friday night, the evening before the race, from 6 to 7:30. And so you'll come to Blatchley and register then. The fees are for 12 and under, it's $20 a person. And if you're going to pay, which you are, we ask you to bring either a check or cash, because we can't take credit cards.
Okay. Well, let's talk about 12 and under, cause that course is a little different. So Taryn, I'm going to ask you to outline the course for the younger folks.
So the run, I think, is to Seymour, or is it Sandy Beach?
The run goes to Seeds Flowers.
Oh, I'm thinking of the Blatchley one.
Yeah, bike goes to Sandy Beach.
So the bike goes all the way to Sandy Beach, and then the run or the swim's only 1,000 or 500.
Okay, so definitely shorter. So the bike is about 6 miles.
Yeah.
For those folks, and the run is 1.5 miles. So where does the run go? You mentioned that, Dean. It goes, for the younger kids, the run goes from Blatchley to?
Seeds Flowers, or the Mean Queen.
Okay, so the base of the bridge. Yeah, they don't have to go, they don't get to go over the bridge, right? You've got some age divisions as well.
Yeah, age divisions for the individuals, and it's 12 and under, and 13 to 19, and then 20 to 39, and then 40 and up. So there's 4 divisions for individuals. If you're going to be on a relay, you could be in a men's relay, a woman's relay, or a mixed relay, or a family relay. And the 2 age groups for the divisions for the relays are 12 and under and 13 and up.
Okay, what are you expecting for turnout?
Usually we have 75 people. That's a kind of typical, between 75 and 100.
Okay, have you looked at the weather yet?
We try not to do that.
and why?
Because we're swimming last.
Okay.
As I explained.
Okay. Well, it could be windy, could be rainy for the run and for the bike.
Yeah.
Right? Okay. All right. So, Alicia, tell me a little bit more about what you're hoping to accomplish. Maybe if you're a sports person, you don't see Alicia, but if you do want some help, again, what can they ask you for?
Yeah, so basically anyone that participates, I can help to decrease any muscle soreness that may be present. I'm doing, anything from stretching to massage to dry needling, depending on what someone may need.
Okay, can you describe that? Because that might not be something many people are familiar with.
Yeah, so basically all those tools help to decrease muscle tightness and help to kind of facilitate getting rid of the lactic acid and all that stuff that builds up that makes you a little more sore after an event like this. Dry needling is same tool as like an acupuncture needle. So these teeny tiny monofilament needles, but way different philosophy. We are looking at movement dysfunction. So for this in particular, something that I would see would be like someone comes with a really tight hamstring afterwards. And if we find a little trigger point in there, you actually stick the needle in there. And sometimes we use some electrical stimulation and make it kind of hop around, but it feels much better afterwards.
I'm going to take your word for it. I've never experienced that. So that maybe I should just come and see what it's like, even though I'm not signed up for the triathlon. Okay, so where should folks go for more information?
You can come to registration on Friday from 6 to 7:30.
Or and that's at Blatchley Middle School.
Blatchley Middle School. Okay. Or you can go to Julie Hughes, try, all one word, TRI.com. And that has a description of the race and everything you need to know.
Okay. Well, great. Well, we are out of time. We've been speaking with Taryn Fleming, a former participant and this year helper with the Julie Hughes Triathlon. Alicia Hazeltine is staffing a recovery treatment and injury screening table at the event. And Dean Orbison, the race director. I didn't introduce you at the beginning, but, you know, voice of authority. And you've been doing this a long time.
That's right.
That's for sure. So that event is coming up on May 17th. Registration and questions can be answered at from 6 to 7:30 p.m. the night before. All of this is at Blatchley Middle School. Good luck on your event, and I hope some records get broken this year.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming in.